Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wait, stop.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The facts are,
Rick, again.
You had the
Rick,
word. You,
I'm speaking.
Newspaper,
I'm speaking.
The newspaper,
I'm speaking.
Illegal,
would you please wait?
Working,
are you just going to keep talking?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Robert Scott Bell.
An American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos.
I didn't do anything.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
You have two labs that have taken an H5N1 bird flu virus and tweaked it such that it's transmissible.
They're doing this so they can come up with a vaccine?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking to do.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good morning, everybody. I think it's time, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think it's time for some spiritual healing, boys and girls. Did anybody see the debate last night in South Carolina? The Republican Party debate. Now, it has me thinking, what if Jesus showed up at the debates in South Carolina? Well, you know, there's people that have bumper stickers, Don, that say, what would Jesus do? Right?
And I
think these are very positive in a sense. You know, we're trying to uplift. We're trying to raise the consciousness. We're trying to do something right and not act out of the lower parts of our being. You know, just let's elevate it. Do some nice things. But if Jesus, you know, based on the crowd last night in South Carolina, which is a little bit schizophrenic, in my opinion, I just wonder what would happen. It turns out we got some audio of the words of Jesus did show up at the debate yesterday, and we got an exclusive clip here, thanks to Super Don. Let's see what Jesus said at the debate last night.
Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
No, they didn't. They booed Jesus?
You can't boo Jesus.
No, you can't do that, especially...
Who would boo Jesus? This is a Christian conservative crowd in South Carolina, and they would boo Jesus?
I mean, that's the weirdest thing. It's almost like these people would... I mean, basically, they would boo the golden rule. They wouldn't do that,
wow.
Don.
I thought everybody agreed with the golden rule.
I think so, but let's get some actual debate footage. Ron Paul speaking about that very golden rule, and we can't imagine that would happen as well to Ron Paul, what just happened to the words of Jesus.
My point is if another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So
they did.
Wow.
They booed the golden rule in South Carolina.
Now, listen, we're not trying to compare Ron Paul to Jesus, obviously. You can't compare anybody to Jesus. But, and that's, you know, some people don't even believe in Jesus, and that's nope. Okay. But you can still believe in the principles and the morality and, you know, the golden rule. You know, I mean, that's pretty much universal. But, yeah, you know, I was watching this last night.
Shocking.
And I saw that. And I had to I had DVR'd the debate. I had to rewind it and look back again and rewind it and look back
that
again.
Didn't
and
just
there
happen.
Were people in the crowd mm-hmm. that were, you know, it was just I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Well, it also
Paul throws out the golden rule.
Yeah.
And people booed him.
It also shows the distinction between Ron Paul and everybody else, does it not? I mean, there was a bloodlust last night that was actually sickening in the pit of my stomach. Now, the upside was that post-debate, you saw some of the reports, the Twitter feeds and things. I mean, they were saying Ron Paul was just, I won't use this, the pun intended, killing it. No,
hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
in a good
I think
way.
That was the word of the night, Robert. Yeah. It really was.
Kill, wasn't it? Because
Kill.
Newt Gingrich...
Yes.
was asked about, well, what would you do, right? And right. You know, was he a golden rule kind of boy, Newt Gingrich? Well, give a listen to the response to this from Newt Gingrich.
Kill them.
Oh, well, that's simple. What would you do? Kill them. And the crowd goes wild. People are jumping up in the air and shaking their fists in the air. You got foam fingers flying around. You know, it was insane. Kill them, and the crowd goes wild.
Don, it's a little different from the bumper sticker, what would Jesus do? Kill them and let God sort them out. You've heard that. I mean, it's like an ultimate bloodlust.
Yeah.
And they were just frenzying on this. But, of course, Romney... he's supposedly a spiritual guy from a different sect of some say Christianity, some say don't. I mean, I don't get into that debate. But does he agree with the golden rule or does he agree with Newt Gingrich?
Speaker Gingrich is right. We go anywhere they are and we kill them.
I mean, they're all saying who could be the more bloodlust kind of Republican there in South Carolina?
Yeah. So Gingrich, kill him. Romney, kill him. Now, let's listen to Ron Paul one more time here. Ron Paul, what is your suggestion on how we deal with these other countries and nations as far as the war on terror goes?
This idea that we can't debate foreign policy, then all we have to do is start another war? I mean, it's warmongering. They're building up for another war against Iran, and people can't wait to get in another war. This country doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in. We need to save the money and bring our troops home.
Governor Romney.
Voice of
sanity. Now I'm confused. This is the same crowd 10 seconds earlier were booing Ron Paul for the golden rule, saying we shouldn't do out to other nations that we don't want them to do to us. And 10 seconds later, when he says we don't want to get into another war, they're cheering. Bipolar? I don't know what was going on there.
It was
people just don't get it, Robert. And I've got to tell you, I was embarrassed. Now, listen, I don't live in South Carolina. But I consider myself very conservative in a lot of ways. And I think if anybody was watching that debate last night that was wondering what conservatives believe and how they feel about things, I am absolutely embarrassed that they would think that the majority of conservatives just want to go around killing people and kill everybody.
Well, you know, the impression that was left on the rest of the country, whoever watched it last night, was that, again, there was a bloodlust among so-called Christian conservatives in South Carolina. And I don't mean to denigrate any religious belief or whatever, but look what was on display in that audience. Now, this is also incongruous with the military's perspective on those candidates. Isn't that interesting? Because those that are cheering for the military, Ron Paul made it pretty clear, I think, the difference between militarism, nation building, and true defense spending. You know, because they tried to nail him on, well, you know, you want to close down all these bases here. And he says, listen, we probably have more bases here at home if we bring our troops home and shut down the bases overseas.
Right.
And then we get into the issue of who is supporting who in regards to these candidates on the stage last night. And Ron Paul reminded them of that fact.
And another important thing you should consider is the fact that the military is behind me more than the others. I get twice as much money from the active military duties than all the other candidates put together. So they're saying that I'm on the right track. They're sick and tired of those wars. They're sick and tired of the nation building and the policing activity.
So there are some supporters out there that get it. But, I mean, the raucous crowd for kill them, kill them, kill them, the booing for the golden rule. I mean, it really was a bizarre audience last night. Now, how this is going to play out in South Carolina will still be very interesting. Now, I'm encouraged because every time we think, and, you know, we've been following this for years, way back 4 years ago when Ron Paul was running and they would ridicule him and marginalize him, and he wasn't getting the support level that he gets now. I'm still pleasantly surprised by every time we think, oh my gosh, they played a gotcha moment, now they're going to be the end of Ron Paul, he ends up surging even more. And whether he does surge in South Carolina or not is yet to be seen, but there was indications that this debate performance, even though there was some fumbling and bumbling on some of these things because he had to encounter a lot of booing, it's going to elevate his stature and status.
You know what, Robert, though, here's the thing. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
There were a couple of instances where he got booed. Other than that, I thought he did really well as far as his answers with the time that they did allow him to have. But, you know, I think it's important to point out that it's not that Ron Paul was saying that we should not go and kill our enemies. He was saying that we should not, you know, we should be careful to make sure that we exhaust all other efforts mm-hmm. to settle these problems and these disputes before we resort to war.
Yeah.
And that's the point he was making. But this crowd was just so eager to, you know, oh, 9/11 terrorists, they're bad. Let's kill them all.
Yeah.
And they, is, you know, the people just don't get it on his foreign policy. I mean, a lot of people do.
No, but I know, but
this crowd, listen, for whatever reason, they didn't get it.
This is tantamount to basically saying, "Hey, your thyroid's hyperactive. Let's nuke it. Let's destroy it. Or your gallbladder has 10% function. Let's just remove it instead of restoring function."
Sure. And or you might get breast cancer at some point because it's possible.
Remove your breasts.
Let's
before
just
you have cancer.
Them, right?
This is the perspective on foreign policy that these people have, and that's what needs to be revealed here. By the way, we are going to talk about thyroid issues coming up next. We got Liam Sheff joining us in studio. We're going to talk about gut ecology and the microbiome and the good flora. What are they doing? Some people are claiming that they're causing MS. This is bizarre. And next hour, Panache Desai, I've had him on a while back, and he is going to elevate the consciousness, if you will, here in 2012. We're going to have some good fun with that. And, of course, but to wrap this segment up, the debate review from last night, I want to show you the nail in the coffin on Romney's candidacy right now. Remember, we covered the National Defense or the Defense Authorization Act, which basically renditioning Americans, one step before removing citizenship. Romney, is he for it or against it?
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have. And I do believe that it's appropriate.
Albatross, you can put that around his neck from now on. I think even the conservatives there, you heard, there was actually booing and catcalling on that issue. So there's good things coming out of it. Even though it's horrific, frightening, you're going to see the lefties pointing all of this out. Will they acknowledge the brilliance and the sincerity and the peace, let's say, perspective that Ron Paul has? We'll find out, but you've got it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we cut through the lies, the garbage, the mistruths, and even the booing of the golden rule. What would Jesus say? Don't boo him. Well, we got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Liam Sheff coming up, and Panache Desai a little later in the show. Lots of healing to go. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com. Enter your email address, questions, comments. We got a call later about pesticide detox because you called 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's start with a little bit of physiological health and healing here, this segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why not, shall we? Yes, let's. Doctors are trying to explain an increase in thyroid cancers. Now, this is why it doesn't take intelligence to become a doctor. In fact, they breed the intelligence, they wipe the intelligence from these people's heads when they still can't figure out why there's more thyroid cancer than ever before. Don, have we not been covering the increased background levels of radiation worldwide, specifically since the Fukushima disaster from last year?
I think we're one of the few people that's actually even talked about it. After it was done being a, oh my goodness, look at the disaster in Japan story,
yeah.
I haven't heard anybody talking about Fukushima whatsoever except for us and Mike Adams.
Yeah, and this is a thyroid cancer. They say it strikes about 11 people per 100,000 each year. It seems to be on the rise, and the trend, and they use this term, not lightly, baffles medical researchers. Well, they're obviously not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're not reading natural news, but they are following the statistics from the National Cancer Institute, which suggests that in recent years, the number of cases of this often curable cancer has increased by about 6.5%. Over a decade, that has added up to make thyroid cancer the fastest increasing cancer. And, this is a very serious thing, but it's very easy or simple, shall we say, to reverse or prevent. But if we're not consuming enough of those, basic plant, green, leafy vegetables, the nutrient-dense green superfoods, the sea vegetation, right, the iodine and the selenium that is so critical in combination to prevent this from happening. And as we have increased levels of not only radioactive isotopes, iodine, et cetera, which are very short-lived, we recognize, but many other things, a lot of other glandular tissue is going to be inflamed and creating this oxidative stress or damage to the tissue there. And then we're going to see more and more cancers, not less and less. Well, why is it they can do this whole article and remain baffled is baffling even to me. Liam, what do you think? Liam Sheff joins us in studio now. My superhero. What are you? My superhero sidekick. I like that. Stroke the furry wall. Liam Sheff is back.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Genki desu ka? Watashi wa genki desu. Arigatou.
Did you know that the thyroid helps regulate heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, and weight, among thousands of other things?
Hai.
You did. Okay. Well, experts remain divided on the cause of the increase.
Well, Robert, they named three things in this article.
But first, before you get to that, remember, they always got to throw away this line. Throw it out there. It might just be because we're screening it better. We have better screening techniques. We didn't see it before. And this is always the thing they throw away, so they can't really acknowledge true cause in this. What are the other things you see there, Don?
Well, they name obesity as one. They always say that being obesity. Overweight means you have a 20% increased risk.
They blame the fat people. It's so convenient.
And they actually point out radiation exposure here, but the example they give is dental x-rays.
That's it? Dental x-rays?
Dental x-rays.
Did they mention CAT scans?
No.
No, I don't see CAT scans.
No one CAT scans.
You can get, what did we have, Dr. Nick Gonzalez
yesterday?
No TSA
in there either.
Yeah, Nick Gonzalez referenced that yesterday. He said it could be as much as, 1,000 x-rays? I mean, in a CAT scan? And on top of this now, the increased use of x-ray radiation, if you will, in airports around the world, even though they sort of banned them theoretically in Europe. But there are so many areas where if we come back to radiation, we also tie that together with a lack of selenium, a lack of iodine, And it's like there's nothing to be baffled about. It's not a mystery here. Yet, Liam, you look mystified over there. What are you mystified about? We got Japanese Liam in the house here.
Genki desu. Banana wa suki desu ka?
I will also, thanks to Liam, he reminded me with his Japanese.
Sumimasen, I'm very sorry, and I want to thank my college Japanese teacher. I remember 18 phrases, and she was a wonderful, wonderful, is, I'm sure, a lovely, lovely woman. I love Japan. I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. I loved it there.
The Japanese reference actually reminded me of the vaccine-induced damage to the thyroid. Because my wife was a civilian military brat. She, you know, grew up in Japan as well as a few other countries. And that was the start of the point where they just hyper-vaccinated you. If you're in the military or civilian within the military, you're going to be hammered. And actually, I have, you know, a lot of military veterans as well as active duty personnel listening to the show every day. And they're concerned as well about the fact that these guys and gals in uniform can't refuse the vaccines and want to know what can we do. And I think that just added to me another layer of what I'm going to present at the Health Freedom Expo. You know, I'm going to talk about what to do in the case you cannot refuse the vaccine so we can minimize the damage.
You can.
To some degree, yes.
No, in the military, I mean, you just have to wait out being in trouble for a long time. You have to be willing to let them yell at you and threaten you and everything else. But in the end, you'll say, no, I'm actually not going to be a pincushion. My friend in the Navy is this kind of guy, but he can tolerate a lot of pressure. I mean, he can just sit there. PFC, why do you do it? You got to take, you sign the thing on the paper. I said, well, I'm not, actually, I don't feel like being injected with that. So you guys can, and he's got a way about him, he's Texan, so you guys can go ahead and threaten me all day long, but I am not going to be injected with that.
Well, Dr. Batar pulled that off in the Army when he was there, and they literally were going to physically threaten him to, and he said, bring it on.
Yeah,
because
they can't.
They eventually didn't.
Because they can't.
Yeah.
But they'll threaten you.
Yeah.
They'll threaten to do it under force and under duress, but they actually, I think, are not allowed to. You're allowed to say, even in the military, no. It's a big deal. It's 1,000 times harder than opting out of the airport radio grope.
Right.
See how I combine radiation and groping?
Very nicely
Thank
done.
You.
Very
it's a new
nicely
word.
Done. So anyway, if you're not getting your iodine from sea vegetation along with the selenium, the extra selenium, the food grown, I get the food grown selenium, by the way, from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Give him a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. 77, and you know, we do a couple of hundred micrograms a day here, and my kids get at least 50 micrograms in addition. We'll crunch it up and put it in a smoothie, or heck, if I'm annoyed with my son, I'll make him chew it up, even if he doesn't taste
what?
Right.
The iodine?
Oh no,
no, this is the selenium. You chew it up. I know you
it
don't mind
great.
It. Yeah, you like it. I mean, it's raw
tastes
food.
Like oregano.
It's nice. Yeah, but you know, kids
like
they
what?
Might not like it.
Kids
what
are
it
dumb.
Like?
You've tried it.
What is it?
Have you tried chewing up the whole food, the food grown selenium?
Liam said it tastes like what?
Oregano.
Oregano.
And then I said kids are dumb.
Kids have taste buds that are different than you.
No, it tastes like oregano. Oregano, as they say.
Oregano. Remember also the use of the homeopathic form of...
But it comes from oregano. I mean, that's where they...
Yes.
It doesn't taste like oregano accidentally.
No, it's on purpose.
All right.
It's not like, oops, we poured some oregano in the selenium. No, we didn't do that. But also remember the homeopathic form of iodine, which is known as iodum. That's not funny. Iodum. Latin. You laugh at Latin. And also...
Well, then pay them.
The whole homeopathic form of thyroid, which is called thyroidinum. Thyroid and add I-N-U-M. Stroke the furry wallium. So we've got a number of things we can do to address the thyroid issue before they radiate it further and just destroy it outright chemically or by ionizing radiation. Isn't that funny? Not funny, but that modern medicine will say your thyroid's overacting, and what do? They radiate it and kill it.
Ugh. That's just like bacteria is good for you, bacteria is bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Probiotic bacteria is good for you. Probiotic bacteria causes MS. All you have to do is read the medical journals and if you actually want to go crazy and watch your head split into two.
Well, actually, I mean, there is a big story here I saw, and this is off Medical News Today. It says gut bacteria influences the severity of heart attacks in rats.
Right.
I read this headline, and Don, I'm thinking the gut bacteria are influencing. I mean, what are they doing? Going out lecturing the rats and their heart muscle?
It's
we are going
pressure,
to influence you.
Right?
We have the power, and we've got the lobbying group. What is that? Gut bacteria influences the severity of a heart attack. What is this all about, Liam?
What's it about?
Yeah.
What's it all about?
What's it all about?
What's it all about, Robert? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's Burt Bacharach right there and Hal David. What's it all about, Robert? So what do? They look at these rats and they say, hey, try some of this bacteria. And then they kill them and then they say they do better. What happens is we produce our B cells and our T cells, at least the precursors. We activate – get a load of this, AIDS patients. Mm. We activate our immune systems in our guts. That's why it's not helpful to take all kinds of antibiotic drugs like the AZTs and
the
so on and so forth.
The gut-destroying drugs.
But what do they do here? They take these rats, probably inbred lab rats, because that's what – they're not normal, healthy animals that they find in the field. They inbreed, whole generations and types and subtypes of animals to be used in the labs. And they very often have very weak immune systems. So that's how they breed them. They breed them to have weak immune systems. So what do? They feed rats what they call a standard diet. Now, because they don't know that, I don't know if it's wax, chips, and cardboard. I don't know what their standard diet is. Then they give some it wasn't azithromycin, but it was another vancomycin. They put a little vancomycin in the drinking water, and then they give the other some probiotic stuff, lactobacillus plantarum, right? So they find both of these. So they give antibiotics a little bit to one and probiotics to another. Doesn't that sound weird? But in both, the antibiotic group and the probiotic group, they find resiliency and not heart problems and so on and so forth. In other words, the group in which they're suppressing the gut bacteria, they're not producing leptin.
Mm-hmm.
And in the group that they're giving probiotic bacteria, they're not producing leptin, unless I have that back in the article.
No, you're right. And leptin, a protein hormone that plays a key role in appetite and metabolism. L-E-P, as in Paul, T-I-N.
M-O-U-S-E. And so what they take, if they suppress the gut, they don't produce leptin. What they don't do, they don't run like a two-year study in which the animals die from a lack of producing vitamins, nutrients, and other stuff and digesting food from the antibiotic. No, they just do a short study here, and they see that if you're not producing that much leptin, you're having a healthier heart. I think that's what they're saying. And then they say that the study then indicates that probiotic bacteria are actually really good for you and that you suppress the production of do I have this right? Do I have to read it again? Right on the air. Treating these rats with leptin was shown to offset the right. So you suppress leptin, you have a healthier heart. That's what they say. So they say, we may not be ready to prescribe yogurt to prevent heart attacks, but this research does give us a much better understanding of how the microbiome affects our response.
Yogurt would then become a prescription drug, of course.
Well, anything in the hands of the medical establishment is like dynamite in the hands of an 11-year-old. And believe me, I wanted all the explosives I could find at age 11.
Oh, I was blowing up those models. We made battleships, and we'd put firecrackers in them. You ever do the M-80s?
Yeah,
they still make those?
Yeah.
The little soldier guys. We were Don, do you remember those days?
I do. I had an older brother that did that quite a bit as well. Go through all the trouble of making the model and then just blow the crap out of it with the fireworks.
And no ideas to any of the young kids out there. I have some.
No,
of my
don't
own,
do this.
We would actually use that dangerous glue that I don't think is legal anymore. And
right.
We'd literally, pour the glue on the top of it and light it on fire to watch it melt the battleships and stuff.
The Robert Scott Bell
Show. You're smiling in the studio, Don. I see that. I think you might know that.
Pyromaniacs. We were all actually. I had some of my own experiences. I had a neighbor kid that I went to school with, whose dad did his own reloading. So we had access to black powder.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, we used to do like the 9mm film cases.
Oh. wait, hold up your fingers. Let me see if all five,
well,
ten
see,
are there.
They're all there.
Nine. No, they're all there.
You know, when I fell out of love with it, because the sixth, seventh grade was the big, let me get some fireworks. And it's amazing. It's like smuggling drugs into the suburbs, He's like, hey, do you have any fireworks? Yeah, I got this. And you get a roll of Black Cat, just little tiny fireworks, and you go somewhere and you blow them up. I don't know why it's so exciting, because an adult, if kids do that, I go, you damned kids, get out of here.
And those kids that grow out of it become pretty normal adults. The ones that don't go into the medical profession and they give you antibiotics. They just explode in your gut and destroy your gut.
But I had one of those black cats explode in my hand. I lit it.
Oh, no.
And then the fuse was so fast and short.
Whoa.
And I looked at my hand, and you hear the ringing.
Yes.
And then the platoon music comes on, and you know, and you look, and you go, wow.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You move your fingers, you try to move them, you go, is that my hand? What's happening?
It was surreal.
It was there, though.
Listen, we're going to take a break and make sure Liam's hand's still attached to his arm. And we're going to talk more about this gut issue, because I think it's something that is very much on the minds of the medical profession. They don't fully understand it like we do here. And we'll talk more about the probiotic realm, preventing all kinds of diseases, including cardiovascular events. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Sheff in the house, as well as Don Naylor on the boards, making
Super
it sound so
producer.
Good. Super Don. I got so many superheroes in my life. I love it. We're coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
So I've just prescribed some probiotics, but I didn't. I prescribed yogurt. Yogurt is now a prescription drug on the Robert Scott Bell Show because medical news today says, oh my gosh, it can reduce the severity or likelihood of heart attacks in rats. So if you have any rats at home that are genetically modified with a predisposition to have a heart attack, give them some prescription yogurt. Not really. Obviously, what we want to do is bring about ways to restore integrity to the gastrointestinal system. coming back to Liam, we're talking about, you know, we've got the Health Freedom Expo coming up. We're getting word that we might be invited to Autism One Conference in Chicago.
This is Nonstop Month. It's going crazy this year.
It's going crazy.
The Mayans predicted Robert Scott Bell Show number one, 2012.
We've been, let's say, nominated for an award from the Thrive New York show in June.
Those fools.
I was just in a new documentary film on cancer. What the heck is going on,
What's
Don?
Going on here, Rob?
I don't know, man.
Breakout.
But we've got, you're working on a little poster that we're working on together, which is great, because if anybody doesn't know, Liam does fantastic artistry.
I'm a comic book artist.
He's a comic book
Get
artist.
A
we
grip.
Love it. That's why he's a superhero to me. And we're working on a poster that will indicate the gastrointestinal issue that we talk about from time to time, and once and for all, make it succinct and right to the point how to deal with the gastrointestinal health restoration.
And we will have those for sale wherever we appear.
People have been asking, can we sell us something, please?
Just look for the just look for the big wagon wheels with the big barrels on the side that have three X's.
Can we sing a song?
I'll have a cane and a little bowler hat.
Right. Okay, we'll be there. So,
Dr. Bell, my back hurts. Do you have anything for me? Well, I feel fantastic.
You can drop that cane. Just call me Brother Love. All right, so we got the probiotics coming in. We want to see the reference point to neurological health, brain health, serotonin, as well as immune health, digestive health. So much of this is dependent upon our gut ecology. But you referenced an interesting story off of the medical news today when it kind of jumped out from the other story.
Well, Don does like this amazing job of scouring the headlines, and he sends us these like a list of articles. So I'm looking through the articles, and there's one on gut bacteria in a positive way, limiting heart attacks or increasing heart health. Well, yeah, because your intestine is your immune system, right? So they're getting it now. You can't digest unless you have an active intestine full of healthy bacteria. But here in the same agglomeration thing, medical news today, friendly gut bacteria may trigger, I'm reading this, may trigger MS. Now, nobody knows. Nobody knows. The mainstream will tell you, we have no idea what causes MS. Send money.
But this is an amazing headline. Suddenly, all the good guys are now bad guys. In one fell swoop of a headline on medical
Robert,
news
but
today.
But we see this all the time. You have one article that says, this is good for you. And then 2 weeks later, here's an article saying, this will kill you.
Right.
Well, here we do it in the span of two segments.
Killer broccoli causes AIDS in entire population. Like, what? Broccoli is good for you.
Yes. Friendly gut bacteria may now trigger MS. So all of those yogurts I just prescribed for you, all of the I'm sorry, now it's going to give you MS. Of course, that's nonsense, but this is the headline. How misleading.
So I read the summary of the article, and they're looking, and they found, tell me when I hit the word or word combination that lets you know that this study isn't worth a hill of salted
beans.
Infected peanuts. They found genetically engineered mice with normal gut bacteria developed brain inflammation similar to MS in humans.
Wait, did you say genetically engineered mice?
I did. You're not supposed to hear that.
Oh, you didn't say it fast enough. I heard it.
Well, are we done yet? So what do? They look at mice. They genetically inbreed these things to be...
To do what?
To have a susceptibility to myelin sheath breakdown. They're susceptible to MS. Then they feed them a diet, and they starve some. They probably antibiotic bomb their gut so they don't have anything produced in their bodies. Mm-hmm. They don't go long enough until the things die. Mm-hmm. But they find that in one's... that are not being fed probiotics, they don't develop this. In other words, they bred them to be they bred them specifically to have MS, to have myelin sheath breakdown.
Right. Yeah.
Then they feed them, and lo and behold, they get what they were looking for. But if they starve them of gut bacteria, if they don't colonize them with gut bacteria, they don't seem to develop the problem. On the other hand, in order for this to make sense, you have to exclude every mouse in the world.
Even Mickey Mouse.
Hey, cats. You have to exclude every mouse in the world. Because every mouse in the world that eats a normal mouse diet, insects, crickets, grass, whatever, Oreo cookies, don't have MS.
Interesting. Yeah. When was the last time you heard of a massive outbreak? Like when I read the Pied Piper, they never had any mice with MS. With all the zillions of mice the Pied Piper had following him, you think one of them would have had MS? They would have referenced it in the story?
And poor Squeaky the Mouse rolled out in his on his cane.
Tried to follow the Pied Piper, couldn't keep up, and it would have been a sad side story. They could have had a sequel or something.
Because he was eating so much food with probiotic bacteria. So out there in the natural world, where everything's coated in bacteria, the mice absorb their exterior environment, and they produce all sorts of healthy things in their little mouse stomachs and mouse intestines, and they're fine. They live a healthy life until they meet the trap, but or whatever. But in order to make the study work, you have to genetically engineer mice so that they are predisposed. They inbreed them.
Did they genetically engineer them to not produce cholesterol, for instance?
I don't know. Right? They probably don't know. They inbreed them until they have neural breakdown.
Yeah, and in this case, you're talking about neurological degradation, which we know is related to heavy metal toxicity and general body toxicity, deficiencies in nutrients like selenium and like the chromium, like the silica, total silicon deficiencies in MS. That is so rampant. And there was another thing toward the end of this article on Medical News Today. We've got them all linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, by the way. And it related to one of the forms of bacteria. And they said the researchers propose the Clostridiums. No, they didn't propose to the Clostridiums. They proposed the Clostridiums because they have direct contact with the wall of the gut, are naturally present in the flora, and could be the trigger for T cell activation in people with a genetic predisposition. Okay, now they're going to predispose people by genetically modifying them too and their food. But listen to this. The Clostridiums. Now, have you ever heard of Clostridium difficile? Have you ever heard of C. diff? Have I mentioned C. diff on the air, Don? Do you remember C. diff?
You've said many times. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm still thinking of mice with canes. C. diff.
I see a tear in your eye there, yeah. Don. I'm so sorry. You're so sensitive.
This Christmas.
Yes, we've talked about C. diff quite a bit. It's been in the news for a period of time there. It was all over the news.
Yeah, so I bring this up because in my history as a homeopath working with people in their gut ecology and such, never heard in the early years, 20 years ago, about C. diff infections. They were non-existent, basically, or they're very rare. And suddenly everybody was coming, all the old people, C. diff, my doc says I have C. diff. And I'm like, what are you taking? And they were all taking proton pump inhibiting drugs, PPIs. They were literally blocking the production of stomach acid. They were altering the pH, not only of the stomach, but of that which followed of the intestines, suddenly giving rise to aberrant forms of C. diff, which the Clostridiums are normally part of the intestinal load, the floral load, and they are not harming you unless you alter your digestive system for the worse by doing stupid things like taking PPI drugs or taking antibiotics and not realizing how to immediately counteract them with pre and probiotic replenishment, or utilizing the silver aloe protocol, or using the glutamine, L-glutamine, and all the other things we need to have to regenerate healthy gut ecology, in addition to, or prior to that even, the lining itself and the villi that would house them, if you will. Give them a good home or habitat so that the good bacteria can flourish and give you all the good things you need rather than causing MS, which is bunk. Bunk, bunk. Can I say that? Bunk?
Yeah, you can say it, spell it. The way that they write this article, again, is to just exclude every healthy mouse that's ever existed. Every healthy animal.
This is mouse discrimination.
You have to exclude the entire natural world to make this work. Because if this were true, everything that ate a healthy diet would have MS, Alzheimer's, whatever. But that's not the case. So they start with a tilted deck, not to cite the recent news, but they stack and tilt the cruise ship is listing. It's listing. It's over. So they start with something that's already run aground, genetically modified inbred mice, which have neurologic breakdown as part of their breeding, and then they starve them for the diet, and they don't know what's happening. And this whole thing is very speculative. Even the may trigger MS. On the other hand, if they take healthy mice and they give them relatively healthy mice and they give them good bacteria, their hearts are healthy. So how is the body so stupid that what makes the heart healthy causes what? Neurologic breakdown? It doesn't. I don't know what these mice are fed. Would you want to be a lab rat? The life of a lab rat is no mean thing. And really, coming from DreamWorks this summer, Life of a Lab Rat. It's a very sad but uplifting movie where a mouse learns not to eat certain probiotics that make its heart. What? Doesn't make sense. You can't do it.
Well, and it walks with a cane. It's according to Don, anyway. Oh, my gosh. The stretch, the mental gymnastics or gyrations that they have to go through in the scientific realm, I mean, it's just depressing.
What are they doing, though? Why are they doing this? Because they don't want people to eat probiotics. They want people to eat probiotics. They want to control the probiotics that people eat. Is that it?
The probiotics become the drug, maybe?
Jamie Lee Curtis can go on TV and say, eat Activa, because it's just whatever it's called, because it has the probiotics that we like. But if you actually take a cabbage and chop it up in your kitchen and wash it and salt it and press it, and then you absorb the local beneficial bacteria and make a light what's called a pressed salad or a light pickle or a sauerkraut, then you get all the probiotics that you actually want and need, but you didn't get anybody's permission.
What do you think, Don?
What do I think? So we're pausing at this moment here. No, see, I wasn't even listening.
I knew he wasn't. I had to bust him out. You see, everybody, how hard I work, and Don just daydreams during the segment sometimes.
No. Come on. I was doing my producer thing here.
We're doing this for you. We're helping you out. You know, you never know if you run into a mouse that's crippled and you won't know how to help them.
Oh, God. All right.
I learned it from you, Dad.
I am so sorry.
Picking on everybody today.
Well, are we? What is that noise?
You're being C. diff. What is Don
he's
doing?
He's being C. difficult is what he's
what
being.
What is Don playing?
I don't know. What is he doing? What are you doing over there?
This is Ben from Michael Jackson. See, I'm stuck on the mouse thing.
That's where he was. He just drifted the moment you mentioned the poor little mouse. The one mouse.
I'm telling you, it's an American Tale 3.
But you know, isn't it like this, Liam? You said it right, that it's like you create the Disney world of science where, you know, the happiest place on earth where reality is not to be entered into. And they've done that in science. They've created a reality-free zone of science where they're now saying good gut ecology is going to kill you. Yet they bred these mice to have MS, and they wonder, like, look, if they could feed them the best food in the world, they're still probably going to get MS. They're bred to have MS.
Right, but if they just took healthy mice and they fed them healthy mouse food, not laboratory pellets, but healthy mouse food, and they let them run around in the grass or the dirt or the woodshed, these mice would live a ripe, long life, marry their partner, whatever that choice would be, probably many. Who knows?
Be in the next Shrek movie?
Probably. And the way they do this, we show further that recruitment of activation of autoantibody-producing B cells from the endogenous immune repertoire depends on availability of the target autoantigen myelin oligodendrite glycoprotein and commensal microbe. But what? So they're writing this, and instead of saying, we took crippled mice and they were crippled, they actually get money for this.
We need to conduct studies like this, Don.
I know. I think that if you feed me chocolate, I'll run around. I need some money.
Oh, all right, studies. You know, we ought to do a whole show just on studies.
Or on chocolate.
I see them all the time. It's just the money that people get paid to discover the obvious is amazing.
It really is. Well, the obvious is we're about to take a break here. Liam Schaff is with us. Super Don's at the helm. We've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special guest next hour. We're going to get all spiritual on you. Don't worry. Vibrational energy medicine. It's going to be awesome with Panache Desai. But for right now, take a breather. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We just survived the reality of mice inbred to basically get MS, and then we give them bacteria, and then we blame the bacteria because, oh, wow, they got MS. This is, what kind of reality are we living in here? And you look at the scientific journals, and they're in some altered reality, a weird universe that doesn't exist in the real world, but in their, you know, saintly, lab-coated, white, shiny, taxpayer-stolen-funded kind of reality. They get to play like this and do things. Does this help humanity, much less help the poor mice? No, not at all. But this is not an isolated incident, is it, Liam?
No, there are mice all over the world right now trying to register to vote, and because people won't let them into the line. What we have, it's just like the medical system is the political system. It's so corrupted. What's the point of trying to reform it? You have to. The question then is, do you decouple it? Do you take the parts? Do you unlink the pieces which are broken and festering with infection?
Right.
Or do you now build some sort of regulatory overstructure on top of it that has to be manned and populated and funded?
How do you reform something that's so corrupt that it's just not functioning at all? I mean, do you reform it? You attempt to, like they've been pretending to do? Or do you dismantle it and go back to the foundation where it, hey, that's pretty solid down there?
And I was reminded of this. I was watching the TV was on in the background, and often as I just see what's happening or what we're supposed to think. And MSNBC, don't ask why that was on. I really can't answer that question. Was rerunning 60 Minutes. Don't ask why I was watching it. And they're running this thing from 2010 or so, late 2009, called Cyber War Sabotaging the System. And they do this investigation of how 2007, Brazil was hit by 1, 2, 3 terrorist cybertronic attacks, and how the big country that they know is infiltrating all our electronics is, though they can't quite say it, China. They know it. They know it. They know it. The insiders know it. And then they go to Russia. Oh, look at all these Russian, what's the word we used to have? Mobsters, mafia. No longer dealing in drugs and money. They don't have to steal money by holding a bank up. They just take the digits out of the digital system and move it. Mm-hmm. And they do. And so they say, oh, well, what do we need to do? We need more cyber policing. And I'm watching going, don't you guys know what the answer is? You're providing it. All of these things are linked. They're all coupled.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just pull them apart? Oh, no. Then I couldn't bank from my iPod.
Whoa. Decouple.
Wait a second. I couldn't transfer money from my Walkman walking down the street if you decouple some of this stuff. I actually have to go somewhere, make a deposit, put something somewhere, and it's not going to be everywhere. And if I take a trip, I might have to do something horrible, like taking some cash or getting some traveler's checks made.
Mm.
My God, how will I survive? So they're saying everything is broken. Then the day before, the commercial that comes on, you know, ITT Tech and all these places, they want you to get into information technology. Now the big thing is, and the ad is, we'll be hiring 10 million cyber warriors in the next 10 years or some such thing. We need millions of cyber hundreds of thousands of jobs opening up for millions. I'm like, wow, so the whole world is now going to be a police state where kids who used to learn how to be creative are going to learn to monitor interactions to make sure that my Facebook account isn't hacked by somebody who wants to use my identity to buy a Prius in Yugoslavia. What? Doesn't even make sense. Take it apart. And I'm thinking of the Ron Paul thing. Take it apart. Take the government apart. You know, don't add another.
But how many people are addicted to this idea that if you do that, life will end? At all? I mean, completely, totally, utterly.
They'll be shocked when they wake up the next day and they go, wow, everything still is kind of, wow.
I remember when the Walkmans first came out. Don, you remember back? They were big bulky and you put a cassette in it.
Yeah.
A cassette, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, that was an era. It's like, wow, okay, you take your music with you now, but you still had to do all the other things Liam would say. You couldn't just drop something in, it would end up in China tomorrow or vice versa. I mean, and we were alive. Were we not alive then?
We were doing
it's all
right.
just a dream.
And they did something on the 60 Minutes where they showed that by infiltrating a computer system, you could make a generator, a massive generator for an electrical plant, shut down violently. Right. And they did it. And I thought, doesn't that tell you what you should do? Take it off the bleeping grid.
Yeah.
Or
go local.
Go local. Micro power.
Right. Bring and we covered that story, didn't we, about a country, Germany. It was Germany. It was a little city, village, that was producing so much power. They were bringing, 100,000 or more?
No, they were bringing 6 million back into their little city.
It was huge.
Yeah, massive.
I think Natural News, Mike Adams, eventually covered it as well.
Yeah, that's where we got the lead. So I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, decouple, right? But no, they want everybody to get into this. And then I think the Ron Paul thing. And then I think, what are computers anyway? We live in America, we live in a number of lies at once. We live in a notion that we're some sort of chaste Christian nation when every television show is about boobs and guns, right? You know, shooting and then seeing everything is bloody. Essentially, if they just put a couple having sex on television and shot them for an hour, I think it would be the highest rated show. I mean, that's what these CSI things are to me.
Well, and those shows are on what channel most often?
What are they? What channel?
The mainstream.
Fox. They're on Fox.
Oh, they're on Fox. Oh,
the same company of Fox News.
Right? Oh, man.
Well, you get
how ironic is that, right?
Well, look, we got... Go ahead.
But then if you go track backward in time and you go back to the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates and the Wozniaks of the world, these guys who built this thing, because we pretend that we're not a sexual culture and we have all these rules. Meanwhile, we have no rules. Every girl's getting sick from birth control. We're all getting sick from it. And nobody has any concept of relationship anymore because there's no penalty for anything. And so they invent the HIV thing to scare people back into line. Meanwhile, everybody's going nuts. And we're supposed to be a drug-free culture. Everybody's on drugs now. I watched a video from the early 80s. I was looking at some go-go stuff. And these girls seem like so innocent and chaste. And these girls were living in the punk scene in L.A.
They were bad.
Belinda Carlisle, remember?
Oh, the go-go's?
Yeah.
I was a big fan of VH1.
Right.
When they first came out, and they would do the behind the music thing, of all the different bands, and they talked about the Go-Go's, and holy cow, those, they're out there doing the schoolgirl, oh, we got the beat, yay! And in reality, they were.
Right.
They were deep into the party scene.
Of course they were. But at least the drugs they were doing, frankly, were non-prescription party drugs. So what I mean now is everybody's on drugs now. Mm. So back then, if you were a rock and roller, you were probably on some drugs. But now everybody's on drugs. So the myth is that we're a drug-free, chaste Christian society. The guys who invented the computer, this whole interweb thing, got the idea from psychedelic mushroom trips and LSD trips.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. It's well documented in the history.
I didn't read that part of the story. Don, you familiar with that? The mushrooms that made Microsoft?
That's new to me.
That would be a great title.
Look it up. In the history of the cyber-connected universe, they wanted to emulate the experience that they had, Jobs and these other guys, that they had on drugs tripping or getting out of their heads or having a genuine spiritual experience on a mushroom or something like that, getting out and connecting. They wanted to somehow make everybody fit into that thing. So they created this thing that we can all pretend to be connected and we can all stare at the same crap. So we're lacking all organic experience in this culture. We don't have anything organic left. It's all an artifice. It's all a simulation of life. Anyway, that's
the operating system that should have been named like Apple Peyote.
Yeah,
right.
Peyote 2.
The Peyote 2 and 3. Yeah, with the truth in advertising. Where this all came from. But yes, the fact is, reality exists beyond that. We've talked about that. And, if you don't like your reality, you can always sign up for HR 3166-6 that we talked about. When did we do that last week, Liam, you and Don?
Rough.
And it just came out on Natural News yesterday. He did a spotlight on it. Of course, you can go back and listen. I think it was last week. I've got it linked up, a show that we did on the 10th of January, in fact, where if you're not sure about that story about them stripping you of citizenship, just simply for, hey, we're talking about decoupling, that could be considered a theoretical terroristic discussion, could it not?
Yeah, well,
unplugging from the so-called matrix.
We talked last week and with I think it was last week with Richard Pearl about the unfolding of the American project. And you know, I was talking with Richard off the air, and we said, you know, this is going to be a writer called the long emergency. It's going to be this long, like, series of long bumps. And there's not that's why I'm looking at the Ron Paul Nation. That's mm-hmm. why I'm voting for Ron Paul.
You want to see who the people are that love liberty, you kind of hang out with. And it's like the nation growing up within the nation.
The nation within the nation.
Yeah, I'm just reviewing Jonathan Emord's next book called Restore the Republic. And oh my gosh, I mean, this guy has nailed exactly what has happened in a very mechanistic way. So you understand, it's not just, oh, we're saying it. I mean, you literally can watch what has happened, where it went wrong, and then maybe we could put it on a better course. So be on the lookout for that. I think it may be out in time for the Health Freedom Expo in March in Long Beach, California. By the way, we hope to see you all there. And that's healthfreedomexpo.com. Super Don, thank you for being here and chiming in and not zoning out for the entire show.
Oh, he was
just teasing. What? You know that. We love Super Don.
Did you say something?
And thank you. And thanks, Liam. Next hour, Panache Desai, dear friend, we're going to get some vibrational medicine healing. What's going on in 2012? Things that are very powerful and positive that you can do to transform your life right here and right now. But until we do that after the break, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, how do you live your full consciousness? Live with the fullness of your very being here in 2012 when so much chaos apparently around the world. And Jesus basically being booed at the Republican debate last night in South Carolina. We covered that. If you missed last hour, you got to listen to the debate audio footage that we played here, perspective on it. So we're talking about uplifting things. Sometimes we do it with humor and intensity, but at the same time, do we want a little bit of peace in our hearts? Do we want a little bit of golden rule in our lives? Yet life throws us oftentimes these so-called curveballs, or it appears to be curveballs, and yet we have to find, I guess, I believe, we're challenged to find the beauty in it. The old, oh my gosh, with all this manure in this, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere kind of thing. How do we find that positive perspective? You know, in my own life, having been poisoned by so many things that the medical profession had to offer, from vaccinations to pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc., how did I find a way to get through it and then do something positive with it? And I suppose we're all challenged in life to greater or lesser degrees in that regard. And we have a caller, actually, with a question on that. We're going to be joined by Panache Desai in just a little while, and we'll talk about consciousness in 2012. It'll be very uplifting. But before we get there, I want to play a call. Somebody called in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, robertscottbell.com. You can leave your comments and questions there as well. But this is a call, I believe, from Pat.
Hi, Robert. My name is Pat Duvall from Riverside, California. And in 2004, while working for a pest control company, I had a backpack sprayer of pesticide spill and soaked to the back of my shirt and ended up soaking into my skin. I had a lot of problems from this, from multiple chemical sensitivity, hormone problems, and just a bunch of other things that take up too much time. I've tried some therapies on my own, but once I start, I get some adverse reactions, and it really freaks me out. So kind of feeling in a place where I'm a little bit hopeless and not seeing a clear path to healing. I've seen some advanced medicine doctors, but again, that's extremely costly, and I was denied workman's comp, so I don't really have a lot of financial resources that would allow me to continue. So I want to know, is there a way to get healthy and detoxify safely on my own? And if so, what steps would you recommend and what will it take? And thank you again, Robert, for your show.
Thanks for your call, Pat. That's a great question. And even if we had a little bit of access to these doctors, there's just plain not enough of them to go around to help us. And right now, with the economy the way it is, affordability can be an issue for so many. There's not enough charitable docs out there that can give away their services in a true free market. I would say that, yes, what you're bringing up is so critical that we have to find ways to bring health back into our lives and sometimes be our own doctor, even though that seems, oh, my God, I don't have the training. But there are basic things that can be done. A dear friend of mine, Bill Stanton, who you've heard on this program over the years, he has been pesticide poisoned many, many years ago and suffered. I mean, in many ways, he shouldn't be alive, but he had to take healing into his own hands as well. And yet he is alive. One of the cornerstones of what he has done and what many have done, what Dr. Nick Gonzalez has done and said and promoted, and what I've mentioned, is the use of something that you can get in your grocery store, organic coffee, and get some clean water, brew it up, bring it down to room temperature, and consider, I know some people say, ooh, yuck, but the organic coffee enemas, because the most rapid and bypassing a lot of the other systems that are clogged up and not working, dumping of the toxins that are in the body and the liver out through the colon immediately is via delivery of caffeine to the bile ducts of the liver directly. And if nothing else, that is one thing that is so significant that can be done at home and can be done safely and simply on an ongoing basis. Now, I'm not here to pretend to play your doctor. I can't do that. You have to decide what's right for you. But in addition to then one little thing, bringing a little bit more selenium in a food-grown state into your life, not too expensive, at least 50 micrograms a day. I would bring it up to 200 micrograms if you can tolerate it. Because the people that are, like Pat said, multiple chemical sensitivity, overreact to everything, hyperreact because they're so sensitive, because these things are teetering on the brink of toxicological collapse. And so we've got to work hard to bring those things out of the body. So I don't have time to go further into this, and I apologize. And I know if you're in Riverside, California, Pat, I'm going to see you hopefully at the Health Freedom Expo out there in March in Long Beach. And we can talk more about what you have done, what you haven't. Perhaps we can let everybody know what has worked for you. But suffice it to say, there is a way, there is a path out of any of these things. And I think that's the message of Panache Desai, and that's why I wanted to bring him on board as we're kicking in 2012 here. And I've got links up to Panache's website as well for those of you who want to learn more. And it reminds me of also a fable of the old Aesop's fables. There was this farmer and the eagle, where a farmer came upon an eagle that was trapped, released it from a snare, goes over on a hot day, sits on an old stone wall just to cool off, and suddenly the eagle swoops down and steals his hat. And he say, "What? I helped the eagle. What are you doing?" And the eagle just takes it a little bit away, drops it on the ground. Okay, farmer, very thankful, gets up, go to retrieve his hat. Here's a crumbling behind him, looks back. The wall fell down. And if the eagle had not taken that hat from his head, seemingly an event that was not grateful for the saving, he would have been dead under those rocks. And life does that to us, of seemingly does horrible, oh, that curveball, why? Yet I believe with all of my heart, my experience has shown, that life is trying to teach us something, trying to protect us in ways that if we would only open our eyes, open our ears, see and feel with the heart, we can make it through even the toughest of times, the deepest, the biggest of obstacles, even an audience in South Carolina that boos the golden rule. We can do it, and we're going to do it together. I'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show special uplifting edition here with Panache Desai coming up after this break. Say thanks to our sponsors in the meantime. We're coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We talk loads about transformation of consciousness here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk about healing on physiological levels, emotional, mental, economic, spiritual, yes, even political. Oh my gosh, political. But everything's everything. Everything's connected to everything. And that's how we like to do it here, because my healing was dependent upon my discovery that everything is connected to everything. And here's a guy joining me right now that knows all about everything being connected to everything. And we're going to talk about this transformation here in 2012, what to expect on any and all levels. His name, Panache Desai. Panache, it's so great to have you back on board.
Thanks, Robert. It's an absolute pleasure and joy to be here with you again.
Well, we've known each other for a number of years now, and I've seen some great transformations happen in your life as well. And my, oh my, your reach all over the world, helping people, assisting people, kind of holding their hand or whatever, just releasing them to have these transformational experiences. And I think that the biggest thing that I love that you do is get people beyond the fear associated with so many of these changes.
Ultimately, when you examine us as a species and examine the very core essence and nature of reality, what you find is frequency and vibration. And so now more and more, the more quantum physicists are catching up with the ancient yogis and mystics from all religions and all parts, what we're proving is that reality in and of itself is a play of vibration and frequency. And so it's become more acceptable and more of a mainstream conversation than at any other time. So the collective consciousness, which is the collective thought patterns of us all, now accept vibration and frequency as a part of the greater equation of life.
The ability
to impact vibration and frequency and serve as a catalyst on that level can alter and shift you on every single level of your life, Robert. I mean, yes. It's across the board.
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to share something that was pretty fascinating. When I went to West Africa a couple of times. I went to Ghana and Nigeria to meet with the people there. I actually told them all to go back into the bush and save the medicines of their ancestors, because they always look to the white man from the West to help them. And I'm thinking, no, we've got a lot to learn from you. But what was really transformative for me about it were these things, spiritual realities that you can read about. Certainly you can practice and maybe experience, but the Western mind has been so shut down to so many more aspects of reality. There are things that were very real there that we would almost call science fiction here. And yet, as you said, collective unconscious, or tapping into the collective memories and experiences of people all over the universe, there's so much more than the limited, let's say, training, upbringing, or blinders that have been placed on us here in the West.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been conditioned from day one to conform to society. Just take a breath. Mm-hmm. You've been conditioned from day one to conform to society. By your family, through the education system, through the media. So you are continually being imprinted with how you should behave, how you should show up, how you should think, and how you should feel. And for me, it's been fascinating, because really, at your essence, you're the complete opposite of that. You, as you were created to be, in the free-flowing expression of yourself, are here to reform society or to redefine it. And so we're kind of working at opposite ends. It's like we've been conditioned on the level of our mind and our beliefs to conform.
Yes.
Because conformity is acceptance, and ultimately acceptance equals love. However, the funny thing is that we don't fit in. We don't belong. We all think differently. We feel differently. And even though we've been conditioned from day one with these ways of thinking and operating, every single one of you listening knows different. And at some point, you've questioned it.
Yes.
You've questioned the state. And so in the Western world, you know, we're so heavily bombarded with this conditioning and this conversation, you know, even around something as simple as emotions, you know. For example, sadness and anger are not socially acceptable emotions. And so what happens? We create a culture of repression. And we create a culture of repression. So to me, sadness and anger are vibrational resonances. And of course, what happens is, because we don't express them, because they're not socially acceptable, they form a density. So it's almost like having plumbing and your plumbing gets clogged up. And then you wonder why the water's not flowing properly.
Well, Panache, if I may ask, what do you think it is about some people, and of course many people that have found you, many people that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that they're no longer satisfied with that concept of conformity? And you mentioned how acceptance equals love, and many people are stepping out of it now and going,
yes,
well, maybe it's that kind of acceptance isn't the kind of love that is really as divinely inspired as you might read about in the great ancient text or religious text.
Well, people who are at a mental exploration of their lives, and I'm seeing it in spirituality. So for example, 80s and 90s, we were inundated with books and workshops and processes and teachings. And, you know, everyone and their mother wrote a book about something that had some importance from somewhere. And we've kind of reached a point now in spirituality, spiritual exploration, or personal development, where people are realizing that it has to go beyond the mind. That, in fact, for transformation to exist, or the entire field of transformation to actually work, it needs to be implemented on a vibrational level. And that's really where we've been pioneering, is on a vibrational level. So the level of dissatisfaction that people are now seeing is, I've done everything that I've been told that I'm supposed to do. I've accumulated and amassed everything that I've been told I'm supposed to amass. I've played by the rules of the game. And even though I've played by the rules of the game, there is still not a single ounce of fulfillment to be found. It's this level of dissatisfaction that is now arising in people that is leading them to explore, you know, what they've always known, and to move into that greater potential of who they are and live as that greater possibility of who they are. And so now more than ever, the level of dissatisfaction is just spreading across the board. People are just no longer content with what's being presented at face value.
Yes. You know, that's a lot of what I see in the 2012 thing. A lot of people have the impression that it's what is being done to us or what happens to us, rather than taking an active role in participating in creating a new, a different, you know, kind of culture or society to live in that is much more appreciating of the things that I would value, many of the people listening to this show right now would value, like the freedom to heal, for instance. Seems like a basic thing, but for so long we had accepted, either knowingly or unknowingly, this lesser form of suppression medicine, which, you know, I never argue to ban it. I just want the freedom for people to know there are other options. You have the freedom to choose those things. And I think that a lot of that is really exciting to me that that's happening.
Yeah, what we've been doing actually, a lot of work with vibration and frequency, Robert, and supporting people who have illnesses and who have dis-ease, which is moving out of an alignment with who they are. And so for me, dis-ease or illness kind of appears in your life as a messenger and almost a course corrector to bring you back into a certain alignment or flow with the greater unfolding of your life. And what I can say is, not out of 10, whatever the original messenger was that had to show up to bring you back into alignment, once you've been restored to that alignment and vibrationally you're back in the flow of life, the messenger goes away, you see. And so it's been extraordinary to see how vibrational transformation has impacted so many people, and that ultimately it's a clean sweep across the board, from, you know, abundance to health and vitality to greater connection to source to unconditional love. Because for me, all of these are our natural states of expression. And the more we abide in that state of harmony with ourselves, the more we're accessing that natural state of expression. Beautiful. So everyone who's listening to this is infinite, with an infinite potential and an infinite capacity for life. And the more we abide in that truth, and the more we access that truth on a vibrational level, the yes. more we can begin to have our life reflect that. It's mind blowing, Robert. Phenomenal to see what's unfolding right now for people.
It really is, and even in the limited time that we're together, and I love every chance we get. We haven't connected in a while. There is a transformation, and that so many people that connect with you say that as well. By the way, we're talking with Panache Desai. As a good friend, he has a website, and I have it linked up at the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. Panache Desai is spelled PanacheDesai.com. Don't worry, we'll make sure you know how to connect, and there are many opportunities to plug into some things that he's doing, participate in seminars, or even online downloads, so you can kind of get a sense of what Panache is all about and experience some of these transformations that he's involved in. And I'm grateful that you're out there doing it, because to some degree, we need all the help we can get out here.
I always say this to people, actually. It's time for people to realize that they're not broken, that they don't need fixing, they don't need healing. It's time for people to recognize that they're actually whole and complete and step out of the manipulation. See, right now, because people have bought into the unworthy, the not good enough, and the guilt and the shame, basically that keeps them in a place of never fully being empowered in who they are. And we can be empowered in who we are, and the more we can own who we are and abide in the brilliance of who we are, the more we can shift everything. And so for me right now, the key message and the key vibration note that's being shared is self-love, self-acceptance. That, you know what, you are who you are. There's nothing wrong with you. In fact, you're exactly the way you've been created to be. Now stop judging yourself, stop giving yourself a hard time, and let's just get on with it and be the brilliant you that you are, you know? And so it's an amazing time. People now more than ever are ready. They've tried everything else. They've tried self-help, personal development. They've tried spirituality. They've tried everything, and nothing has really created a sustainable shift in their lives. All of a sudden, this vibrational transformation that's unfolding and spreading across the planet is creating a sustainable shift in their experience and allowing them to access a solution in a world filled with problems. And so it's just an amazing time. And it's been an absolute honor and pleasure to just be a vehicle through which that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I just say that to people all the time. I'm just the excuse through which the divine really gets to love all of its creation. You know, it's awesome, you know.
Panache, in terms of it, you mentioned like self-love, self-worthiness. And there are so many arguments that people can make in fighting that, because there are these old patterns, tapes, etc., emotional traumas even. And if you talk about vibrational healing, I mean, we can talk in terms of technology and rife frequency. We can talk in terms of ancient ways that we had addressed or interact or infused ourselves with vibrations, like the ancient chants and mantras, the sacred texts, the reading of it, the chanting, the singing. All of these things, I guess, is what you're talking about. But maybe you can elaborate more on that for people going, what vibration is he referencing?
So basically what we do is, so what happens is, if you have an emotion that isn't felt through to completion, it gets lodged in your body. So basically, we at our essence are vibrational beings, and we have various energetic channels that run through the body, and then we have vibrational centers. So every one of you is operating on the level of vibration and frequency. Most people are just completely unaware of it, completely unaware of it. So what happens is that you, going through your life, based on your conditioning and the dogma of repression and suppression or conformity, you won't allow yourself to experience emotions through to completion. You won't allow yourself to bring psychological traumas into gestalt or completion. So what happens is this repression or suppression creates a backlog of energy in the body. My role has lovingly been to take that density, that vibrational density that creates the heaviness that's at the root of the separation, that's at the root of the lack, that's at the root of the scarcity, and to dissipate and dissolve it just by purely abiding in the truth, purely abiding in what scientists now call coherence. And coherence is like, I think it's 0.01 hertz, or it's now a provable level on a vibrational resonance at which harmony and balance is present. And so when you introduce harmony and balance into a body or into a person that has this vibrational density, little by little, that sadness that was repressed or suppressed begins to arise. It's felt, it's experienced, it's gone. Same thing with the fear, same thing with the anger. You know, and you can actually literally start to deconstruct belief systems, physiological issues. You know, you can start to deconstruct everything that is false in somebody so that they can abide in the truth of who they are.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the pathway to deconstruction, as I nearly knock over my tea here in studio. It must be an intense thing going on. And we're going to take a quick break, take a quick breather, or maybe a slow breather, as Panache likes to encourage us all. Remember, breathe, breathe. And it's a very important thing when you're on radio, because I can only talk so fast for so long. So we're going to slow it down here and bring some of that energy, that healing, back to us on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend and guest here, Panache Desai. Check out his website, PanacheDesai.com. I have it linked up at RobertScottBell.com. More with Panache after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pathways, vibrations, energy to healing. There's so many ways to do it. I've often said there are 1,000 ways, and that would be limiting it. Millions and billions of ways to walk through life and achieve what you want to achieve. And particularly, of course, you know this show is dedicated to the freedom to heal. And that is on all levels. We're not just limited to physiological. And Panache Desai is with me again here. And we're talking about the energy, the vibration, etc. Always interested in what some of those pathways are. Maybe people are not as familiar with, particularly, I would have to say the majority of my audience is in the West, although not just limited to North America. And that lends itself toward a certain mindset that may not be as open, but it opening, if you will, to these energetic pathways to healing.
So one really practical way to deal with it, Robert, and in a way that people can really access it, is that I think the research shows that stress is the precursor to 85% of all known diseases and illness. Is that accurate?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, the stress is the key. And stress in itself is an energy, although it can be measured physiologically as well.
Yeah. So when people speak of stress, I would look at stress as resistance. And so for example, something happens in life, like you'll get up in the morning, you know, the kids are screaming, bloody murder, you know, you try and get everybody out. All of a sudden, you're not in the flow with what's happening in your reality. There's a certain level of resistance around it. And that's what causes stress. So one really simple and practical tool to eliminate and eradicate stress from your life is to become consciously aware of your breath. And so right now, just wherever you are in the world, just become aware of the fact that you are breathing. Just really feel the inhalation. And really feel the exhalation. If you'd like, you can feel the expansion of your lung, chest. And when you exhale, feel the contraction. Just spend a few moments to just be aware of the greatest healing power that exists, that's yours all the time. Your breath. And as you're listening, just watch it. Just watch it as it comes in. Just watch it as it goes out. And allow yourself to be present to what's shifting in your body, what's shifting on a mental level. All of a sudden, you may find yourself becoming calmer. You may find yourself becoming present to emotion. You may have an experience almost as though reality is kind of slowing down. And this conscious awareness of your breath is with you all the time. It's not woo-woo. It's in no way new agey. It's in no way bizarre. You're always doing it. It's always there. It's just that we're not aware of it. We don't take the time to be aware of this life-giving impulse. So when you're in a meeting or you're in a stressful situation, just stop, just slow down, just become aware of your breath. Just become aware of that which is happening right now, all the time. That's free, that's yours, that is yours.
Panache, you are seriously calming me down.
Yeah.
You're going to say, yeah. What happened to Robert?
And this calming down and this slowing down is coming into being present. It's coming into a level of awareness. Very simple. Just one very simple thing that can transform the experience of your life.
You know, it occurs to me, you're bringing us back to that memory of that still small voice that can only be heard, if you will, when things have quieted down.
Yeah.
Otherwise in life, and I'm sure you've experienced it as I have, when I'm not listening, when I'm not taking the time to slow down as we're doing here, and this is really, it's a healing experience, that life often utilizes a little more intense means by which to wake us up or get our attention, the proverbial 2x4 to the head or wherever.
Yeah.
And when you do what we're talking about, what we're doing right now, you have suddenly the ability to hear the whispers. You know, that are just very subtle but very powerful in how they can guide us toward the right experience for that which we need.
Yeah. Also, when you're in this state, it's almost a state of neutrality. Like there's a calm, you know, and it's tangible. And, you know, the more you can just stay with the awareness of the breath, the more you're just going to relax and the more you're going to let go. Mm-hmm. And the more you're just going to be able to flow with what's happening. And this is something that's transformed the lives of tens of thousands of people all over the world, from, you know, high-powered film execs to, you know, natural health practitioners to, mm-hmm. you know, a housewife who's just overwhelmed with everything that's going on to somebody who's going through a really traumatic emotional experience or loss. Being in the awareness of your breath, being the awareness of that which is always occurring, mm-hmm. alters your experience, alters your state, and ultimately brings you into an expanded level of conscious awareness.
Beautiful. I was thinking, too, in terms of, you know, many people call this show or write in or put on Facebook, how do I find a healer that knows what you know or that is right for my needs, because they want to find somebody that is not chemically or synthetically inclined anymore. And yet in the West, so much of that has been kind of driven a little bit underground, so it's not as easy to see on a billboard per se. And I was thinking this would be a, you know, an amazing technique when people ask me, how do I find the healer? I need a healer, right? And I think what you've said, this, you just in the segment, that ability to slow down and breathe and listen will open you up for that, whatever, what is it, as a subtle sign, a powerful sign, something that says, this is the way to go.
Also, you know, the human body is wired for harmony and balance and self-correction. And when we actually slow down enough and we take some breaths and we just begin to become consciously aware of our breath, that self-correction automatically begins to happen inside of us. Harmony begins to be restored inside of us. And harmony is the absence of dis-ease. Harmony is the absence of illness. Harmony is the optimal state of human experience. And so just this one simple thing, you know, where do I find a healer? How do I heal? This empowers you to be your own healer, because what happens is the more you're in the conscious recognition of the breath, the more you're in the conscious awareness of the breath, the underlying energies that are playing out in you, that are wanting your attention, that the experience of your life is triggering, begin to arise and flow up and out of you. And really, this is what meditation is. But meditation for me, as it's defined and as it's been practiced, is way too limited. Meditation isn't sitting in a dark room burning incense with a picture of whoever you consider to be enlightened for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. This is a constant, sustainable state of experiencing life where you can just abide in the continual remembrance and awareness of your breath. And the more you just return back to this, the more you return back to this simplicity, the less you're in your mind, the more you're present with whatever's going on. There's a clarity. There's a clarity that's there. And the underlying energies just begin to flow. Panache, the stress begins to dissolve.
I have to ask you about that, the mind situation, because as a product of the West, I often found that there's almost a worship of the mind that takes us out of the tool that it is, and it becomes something that maybe perhaps controls us when it can be out of control, because the mind is relatively or very particularly undisciplinable. No, I wouldn't say that, but undisciplined on its own. But the worship of the mind and the mental state seemingly not going far enough. What's your perspective on that? Because so many in the West say, I have a high degree of learning, and yet they may be very spiritually unenlightened in the things that they're doing, as evidenced by a lot going on the planet right now.
Yeah, a high degree of learning or power without conscious awareness is a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this worship on the level of the mind. So we're a society that's geared to produce, and that keeps the system going. It keeps us a cog in the in the greater wheel of what's unfolding. It perpetuates everything that's unfolding right now. Is your value is determined by what you produce or what you have or how hard you work, and this just perpetuates this crumbling system that doesn't really serve anybody. Conscious awareness and coming into this simple awareness, takes you out of the mind. Now, I want to emphasize that there's nothing wrong with your mind. I want to just emphasize that to people. And ultimately that, it's not about stopping thinking. It's not about shifting your thought pattern. It's not about that. It's just about meeting everything that's arising with no resistance. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking, think. It doesn't matter. Just think. Don't try and stop thinking. Just think. Just stay in the awareness of the breath and allow the mind to do what it does. On a vibrational level, the mind is very interesting. It's governed by the frequency of fear. So our mind is actually a measurement device. It quantifies, it analyzes. In essence, we are feeling-centered experiential beings. It's just that the analytical measurement device that served its function has gone out of balance. It's gone into override. Mm-hmm. So it's overriding the feeling. It's overriding the natural harmony. It's overriding the natural balance. And what's happening is that conscious awareness is restoring people back into that harmony and that alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mind isn't the problem. The mind is not your enemy. The mind is not, you know, it's not a negative. It's just meeting it with neutrality. It's meeting it with neutrality. It's meeting all of life with neutrality. And just this one thing, just this simple one, and I promise you, it sounds so simple, and it is simple. Just try it. Offer yourself the gift of just being aware of your breath as much as you can throughout the course of the day.
Hmm.
And just watch what happens.
Well, a lot of people now lost in, I guess, coming back to where we are in this so-called calendar of 2012, thinking it's the end of something, right? A lot of people listen here, they don't think it's the end of the world per se, but consciousness. I always talk in terms of transformation of consciousness. You know, one calendar begins, another ends, one cycle begins, another ends, that kind of thing that goes on. And they cross over, too. It's not like a hard line on this day. And this. So how are you interacting with the people? Because you're traveling all over the world. What's your sense of people's fears or expectations? Is excitement winning out over those fears? Are we seeing a transition from fear? What's your sense?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. There are certain spiritual movements and organizations that are leveraging the fear to mm-hmm. add people to their ranks mm-hmm. By engaging in conversations of destruction and annihilation in the event that we don't hit a critical mass. There's aspects of spirituality that are doing that. When I feel into this year, I'm excited. Like, for me, this is a year of increase. This is a year in which we're all going to move into a greater gear and a greater expression of who we are, because we're going to move into less resistance. So we're going to move into abundance. We're going to move into health. We're moving into more, because for me, the universe is continually evolving and increasing into more. It's infinite. And when we move into that alignment, our life begins to reflect that. So I don't buy into the fear and the destruction and all of that. I don't see that. I see this being a pivotal year for us to fully own our love, light, and power, ourselves as the source of it, to be the source of it,
mm-hmm.
and then to live our lives out in the world, regardless of what you believe, regardless of how you were raised, what your religious background is. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
My greatest wish for everyone this year is that you just please stop judging yourself, stop giving yourself a hard time, and just chill out, you know, and just chill out. Don't buy into the fear. Don't buy into the devastation. Don't buy into that stuff. It's just being leveraged, okay? Mm. Ultimately, you know, things are unfolding in an amazing way. There's an infinite intelligence that's in charge. And the one word that arises when I feel into 2012 and think about 2012 is trust.
Trust.
Just trust.
Well, when we come back, if you don't mind, Panache, I need to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk more about that trust coming through, trusting the process. You mentioned abundance. I want to make sure if we can relate, what does that really mean? Because we're watching the world financial systems crumble, the economies crumble, and you talk abundance, and I was like, I wonder if anybody's a little, what does he mean by that? We're going to come back and talk about trust and abundance in 2012 with Panache Desai. Check it out online. I've got the links at robertscottbell.com to panachedesai.com. We'll also talk to Panache about ways you can participate if you're so inclined in any of the seminars he gives throughout the world, and you will be transformed in wonderful ways for doing so. Stand by. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals.
ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking transformation, we're talking trust, we're talking abundance. Why are you talking fear and scaredy stuff? It's 2012. Well, because it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of amazing things. Yet, at the same time, when these things happen, like in my own life, Panache, you know a bit about my story. I had to deal with a lot of ailments, physical ailments in my young life, and it drove me to find these ways of healing and then to be able to communicate in ways that were very empowering to people. So we look at the things that are happening, and you mentioned words like trust and abundance, and people are going, wait, but my world appears to be falling apart around me, the economics. And so how do we make peace with those two things happening simultaneously?
So ultimately, every experience that we have in life has led us to be who we are now. So no experience is wasted. So, for example, like even in your case, Robert, like everything that you went through mm-hmm. led you to find ways to support everyone that you're supporting right now in the world. Mm. Everything that we're going through has a purpose. Everything is serving a greater purpose and a reason. And no experience is ever wasted. And so that means that some greater intelligence, and whatever name you want to use, it really doesn't matter and it doesn't care. Has had you go through life's experiences to shape you through those experiences to be who you are right now. And no matter how your life looks right now, you have evolved on a conscious level far beyond where you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, where, you know, you've come through this progression. And so when we apply the principle that the universe is continually expanding and infinite, and then, in fact, the universe is expanding into infinity, then the model that life or life's experiences are like an upwardly evolving spiral that's continually expanding into more. When we start to trust in that, and we start to trust in the universal principle of more, plentitude, abundance, at that point, you start to see, and when you look back on your life, no matter what it's been like, you see the progression, you see the evolution, which means that we're continually in a process of creation, not destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, it just makes it so much easier to let go and to just let go and to trust in that. Now, are economic systems and political structures and all of these things collapsing? Absolutely. Thank goodness. You know,
I love the gratitude there.
Because they're completely unworkable and unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is the vibration, just to bring it back to vibration. So on a vibrational level, fear, lack, and scarcity is dissolving. And collaboration is being born. Unity consciousness is being born. So there are different paradigms of experience being born. Competition is unsustainable in the long run. And so, yes, the world as we know it is shifting. It is ending. But it's ending to bring about something far greater. It's ending to bring into being something that is sustainable, something that is in harmony, something that is in alignment, something that works to benefit us all. Okay? That's what's happening, and that's a vibrational shift that's unfolding.
Well, it's associated also with the fear of those who have not heard this message, and it's completely foreign to them. Those that have maybe tried to put a clamp down on consciousness, maybe they're not even conscious about what they're doing, but participating in a limiting thing. Although I acknowledge that that limiting is a sort of a friction or a taking the coal, turning it into a diamond experience, like my ailments, illnesses, and suffering led me to who I am. So I don't necessarily curse those people, even though we could look in, on one level and say, oh my gosh, these people are really not nice. But at the same time, they're going through these experiences as we are, maybe from a different viewpoint.
Everyone's playing their role perfectly.
That's a wild thing to consider.
I know that's hard to hear for some of you that are listening right now, but everyone is playing their role absolutely perfectly for you. Whether you agree with it, whether you disagree with it, whether you're in favor of it, you're against it, you have an opinion or a position about it, ultimately, life's experiences and life in its totality is playing out for your benefit, really. And that's why I always say to you, people say to me, when's the world going to shift?
Yeah.
Well, I always remind them that 7 billion people are waiting for them and them alone, no pressure. It's like, whenever you're ready to own who you are, great, then the rest of us get it, because we're all intertwined, we're all like a singular thread in the greater tapestry of life.
Yeah, or it's I'm not going to do it. Let's get Mikey. He likes everything,
Right.
It's just, do we wait for somebody else or do we, as the saying is so powerful, be the change that you're waiting for kind of thing? It's like, when do you take that step and not look around for approval for it, right? We started our conversation about that acceptance and approval, maybe in a misunderstanding of the love, right? Is it one that lowers your consciousness, if you will, keeps you enslaved to something that is not a greater good for you or anyone else versus what we're trying to transform into now?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of meeting people on every end of the social spectrum. And, I've met people who have built billion-dollar corporations fundamentally to prove that they are lovable and are good enough. And the funny thing is that even though they've amassed all of this wealth, they still fundamentally don't fit in, don't belong, and there's no fulfillment. Because everything that was created from a conversation of I am not. And for me, I am not is the foundation of all egoic experience. So whenever you begin from a deficiency, on a vibrational level, all you can hope to end up with is yet more deficiency and lack. You see? And that's why this conversation of abundance is so important too in 2012. Abundance is not just money. Mm-hmm. It's so much more than money. It's a way of being. It's a way of expressing your life. It's a way of accessing that internal harmony and that greater potential that you are.
Yeah.
And so, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking in my experience, it is exactly what you say. It's so much more than money. I think one of the ways I've experienced it, it's having exactly what you need when you need it. And it may not be in your possession now. It may not need to be. In fact, it might be better that it's not in your possession now because it would have burdened you until that moment you needed it, whatever it is. But it takes slowing down and breathing, just like we talked about earlier, to acknowledge, recognize, and even accept that gift of it's exactly what you need when you need it.
Yeah, and also the fact that, life is an ebb and a flow. And when we've looked at, the economy and we've looked at political systems and structures and we've looked at what's happening, a few years ago, we would have said, oh my God, we've hit bottom. There's no coming back from this. And now all of a sudden, there's somewhat of a resurgence. And whether that resurgence is real or not, there's a resurgence that's unfolding in the collective consciousness. And so life is a continual ebb and a flow. And that which appears unsurmountable right now, given the gift of time, when you look back on it, you look back on it with fresh eyes and be able to see that that was the very experience that you needed to have to have you move into a greater level of freedom. So another way of saying it is that the entire universe, my friends, and all of creation is conspiring to have you be brilliant. Everything is on your side and everything's working in your favor.
That comes back to the word trust. does it not?
Yes.
And to make the leap initially is daunting and frightening and all of these things. But as I've experienced in my life, and I like to share it with my audience, it's like every time I needed something, it was provided to me. Now, I wasn't begging for it. I mean, literally, I became laughing about it. It's like, oh, my gosh. Every time I was afraid and thought I would just be the end of the world, suddenly, as I describe it, spirit just manifested exactly what I need, whether it be the healer or the tool for healing or the something, a bit of information that was not there a moment before, and then suddenly I recognized it was there. And after that happens enough times, you begin, possibly, not everybody I know, it's the freedom of choice we have, to trust the process, that is the way life works.
Yeah. You know, it's and that's living from the fullness of your being. We're gonna go a little woo-woo just for 2 seconds, so just bear with me. Mm-hmm. The divine, as I experienced it, and it's called by many different names. Most commonly, people use the word God, but that's the most loaded word in the English language, so I prefer not to use that word. The divine is just an infinite energy of vibration and frequency. It's just an infinite ocean of vibration and frequency. That's all it is.
I've heard it described as an ocean of love and mercy.
Yeah, and its sole function is love. Its sole resonance, really, I mean, if we were going to define it in human terms, in language, is love. That's all the divine is. And when I had that experience and when I began to tap into that energy, and that's the same energy that's expressed now in sessions and on webcasts and these different things, I realized that every conversation about what that energy is that isn't based in love is man-made.
Hmm.
It isn't, in fact, of the divine at all. The divine in its essence is this infinite ocean of love. It's just this infinite ocean of light, frequency, resonance. That's all it is. And we as a species have made up the rest, you know? and as much as that the divine is that, so are you. That's how wild it is. So are you. You are an expression of that infinite frequency and love and light in this world. Every one of you listening, every single one of you, not one of you is broken, not one of you. You're only broken in the terms of human definition, criticism, and judgment. But you are not broken in the realm of the divine, because in that realm, you are an absolutely perfect creation and there is no judgment. There is no judgment.
Talk about a transformation of consciousness. Many years ago, I came to the conclusion and tried my level best to live my life. And you know, if we have to have a measuring stick and a yardstick down here, sometimes if you, how do you measure, you know, success? And I came to the conclusion that, well, how much love do I have in my life? Do I have more than I did last year or less? And it had nothing to do with monetary value or units per se. Those things are just tools. And it really transformed my value system to where even in the times that were the leanest in my life, I could still be happy because I still had that love, the family, the other things that were perhaps much more, I would say definitely more important than the things that may be expressed from it, which are great too. But I think the love, that's the healing.
Yes, it is. And that's really the fulfillment.
Hmm.
That's the harmony. That's the quality of life. That's the essence of what everybody's really looking for. They just don't know where to find it because they've been conditioned to believe that it's outside of them, and it isn't. It's within you, guys. It's within you. I cannot emphasize that enough. Abundance, the fullness of life, everything that you're looking for, everything that you really want to experience dwells within your own being as you. Every one of you is brilliant and magnificent. Every single one of you, and that potential and that ability and that love and that abundance and that healing and that connection, all of that is you. It's within you.
Panache, how can my listeners, those who are intrigued to go further, learn more about you, and they want to maybe participate in some of the seminars? I know you do a lot of things online now, but there are some other opportunities to visit and take wonderful trips and experience these things. What can you tell people about going to the next step for you?
Just, I would say just follow your heart and just follow that feeling and that guidance. You know, our interaction and our time together with Robert and is going to impact you in lots of different ways. And just pay attention to that. Be aware of that. Use the simple gift of the breath and use the support of the breath to see how that unfolds in your experience. Often people go to the website and find out ways in which participate and show up. We've been very lucky and very blessed, Robert, that we're now faculty at a lot of the leading centers across the world. And so we get to put together trips and extended times where people can come and take a break away from their life and just be anchored in this and be reminded of this. You know, my role really is to be an old friend, you know, that's just reminding you of who you are and that's lovingly pointing you back in the right direction, which is within yourself.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, we're going to be in Costa Rica. We'll be at Blue Spirit. It's a beautiful, it's one of the best retreat centers I've ever seen. It's beautiful. And, you know, we'll be there for a week in February, and then we'll be doing something in Naples in the fall. You know, there'll be lots of opportunities to get together at the Omega Institute, which is one of the leading providers of transformation in the world. Kripalu is another one in Massachusetts. So just go to the website and just have a look.
Great.
The most exciting thing that's unfolding right now is the webcasting, because what it's allowing us to do is come together as a global community. So just imagine the power of thousands of people all over the world in loving acceptance of themselves.
I dig it. I dig it.
Right? And that, so that's what webcasting is bringing into being.
Yes.
Webcasting is almost allowing us to form this collective grid around the world of individuals who are ready to abide in harmony with themselves and to emanate that harmony, you know, through them to everyone else in their lives.
Beautiful.
And so webcasting has provided us an amazing platform through technology to just reach a global community at once, where we're all together at the same time all around the world embodying this. And
oh,
that
perfect.
Is being the change. That is being the change.
Well, thanks for being the transformation here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'm excited that we could connect again, and I can't wait for us to do it again, and I know we will as these other updates and other events come and take place. We'll let everybody know about it. Check it out, PanacheDesai.com. I have the links up at RobertScottBell.com. We are blessed to have you with us, Panache. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and my love to you all, and don't go changing. Just keep being you. And you'll recognize the brilliance that is, I promise.
Awesome. Well, I'm grateful to you and grateful to all of you for being here every day on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Yes, where we can even uplift you with a message that is positive and powerful. And especially to remind you that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bell Show.